everybody that's in the local area and anybody travelling on the N56 on a daily basis is fully aware of the section of road that I'm talking about, which leads from the Dunwell Junction to the Lagoon Interment. There's a large crest there, a blind crest, and there's been a number of accidents there, and also the road's very narrow, and there's been also a fatality there in the last year on it, you know.
Do you think it's a case of perhaps a realignment or work to be done on the road, or is it about more sign posting or speed reduction measures? What would need to be done?
The road needs to be completely realigned. The road needs to be widened, and also the large crest needs to be removed and lowered down. Like for a main thoroughfare through linking the west of Donegal to Letterkenny and the rest of the county, I think that it's a matter of urgency now that it used to be the NRA, but now the TIA, Transport Infrastructure Ireland, needs to act on this as a matter of urgency.
And have you had any indication as of yet whether it's likely to get the attention you think it needs?
Well, we met with them in December of last year, so we did. We went down to Dublin, a delegation from the council, and we raised it there and highlighted the concerns that we had. But I just feel that 6 months on, we've heard nothing back. There's no update, and there doesn't seem to be any funding coming at all for these national roads, the much-needed fund that's needed to carry out this, because, as I said, there was a fatality there before, and are we going to sit back on our hands and wait till there are more fatalities?
And I suppose at this point, you can only ask your fellow councillors through the municipal district to contact the TII and put pressure on them.
That's right, yeah. Look, the reason I put the motion forward is I think that the more pressure put on them and the more that we voice it, and speaking to the local residents there, what we had to do on the log cabin stretch of the road was we had to have a public meeting, and I feel that if nothing's done here, that speaking to local residents, we're going to have public meetings and get petitions signed to get this thing moved forward and fast track.